live on DAB Digital Radio, Colorful.com, and apps. This is Colorful Radio.
MPs will hear from Rishi Sunak later over the airstrikes in Yemen against Houthi targets. The Prime Minister will outline the reasons for his decision to launch the bombing raids in a Commons statement. Britain is to send 20,000 service personnel to one of NATO's largest military exercises since the Cold War. Our reporter Nigel Skinner has more.
Some 16,000 troops with tanks, artillery and helicopters will be deployed from the British Army across Eastern Europe next month as part of the Steadfast Defender exercise. The Royal Navy will deploy more than 2,000 sailors across 8 warships and submarines. Defence sources say the exercise will prepare for the invasion of a member state by any aggressor.
Drivers face being stranded as Arctic air bringing snow and ice threatens to cause travel disruption in parts of the UK. And in snooker, Ronnie O'Sullivan has claimed a record-extending 8th Masters title. That's the latest from Radio News Hub. I'm Edward Breslin.
Hello, Chico. Come to Einstein. You know I love tracking the energy we use on our smart meter display. Well, now I've found ways to help us save money on our energy bill. Like learning how to lower our combi boiler flow temperature. And shortening our showers to 4 minutes. Exactly. I'll track our energy use on my smart meter display.
For more ways to save, search Get a Smart Meter today. Eligibility may vary. Consumer action required.
Coming up, metaphorically speaking.
Hello, I'm Dr. Sheon Bakare. If something in your body doesn't feel right, talk to us. Don't let the worry of cancer play on your mind. Tests could put your mind at rest. Until you find out, you can't rule it out. Your NHS wants to see you. Contact your GP practice.
With UK Export Finance, I'm fulfilling more export orders from around the world with working capital support.
Export insurance means I'll get paid when exporting to challenging markets.
At UK Export Finance, we believe no viable UK export should fail for lack of finance or insurance. Between 2022 and 2023, we provided £6.5 billion of government-backed trade finance to support UK exports. Learn how we could help you win export contracts, fulfil orders and get paid. Search UK Export Finance today.
Live on DAB Digital Radio, Colorful.com and apps. This is Colorful Radio.
Yo, can I ask the flasses?
Says she ready for some loving.
Brooklyn,
Brooklyn. Grab her hand when she walking by me. Turn around, let her recognize me. Ooh, she looks surprised, but she kinda liked it. She ain't get no number, but she slid the IG. Oh, and that so icy. Chanel on her body, I can tell that she pricey. Boom, bye, bye, take her home like she wifey. Like she wifey. Make sure her homegirl straight. Shots, 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 and it's all on me. They want a boomerang, pull it back on three. When I shoot back, then it's all on shit. Says she ready for some loving. It might not be love, but it's something. Take back shots and I'm running. Bedroom bully keep you coming. Says she ready for some loving. It might not be love, but it's something. Take back shots and I'm running. Bedroom bully keep you coming.
Could you possibly rewind and come again?
Bedroom bully keep you coming. Knocked it out, now it's time for round two. Call her friend so that she can come too. Nuff girl in a bungalow. Like, whoa. Love it when a rude boy slide through. Old school swag with the vibe, no. The new thing when I decide to. When but I the decide truth to. Is, ain't nobody like you. Nobody like you. So she ready for some loving. It might not be love, but it's something. Take back shots, ain't no running. Bedroom bully keep you coming. Says she ready for some loving. It might not be love, but it's something. Take back shots and I'm running. Bedroom bully keep you coming.
What's up, baby?
What's up, baby?
What's up, baby?
What's up, baby?
Says
she
for some loving. It might not be love, but it's something.
Something.
Take back shots, ain't no running.
Running.
Bedroom bully keep you coming.
Said she ready for some loving.
It might not be love, but it's something.
Something.
Take back shots, ain't no running.
Running.
Bedroom bully keep you coming.
Texas, can I send it? How many times you gon' have me spend it? The block, if I knock, you won't let me in. I'm ready to rock if you're trying to lock in. You're acting like you don't know that I'm him. I've been direct, you ain't even on film. That you keep it player, but I ain't no sim. It's time for the plan to end. Cause every time that I'm out in the city, you hit my line saying, baby, come get me. Last time we tried, you said I was too late.
Yeah.
Can't afford to be on dummy missions. No, you call me, then I come through. And I put it down, what you gon' do?
Pick it up, pick it up.
You keep talking about how you move. If I put it down, what you gon' do?
Pick it up, pick it up.
Then I start what you can't finish. Texting me all them pictures. If I can't touch it, then don't send it. All that talking, I ain't with it. Unless you really gon'
do something.
Then I'll be there around two summers. I've been waiting for you for like two summers. Make sure you got my name.
Every time that I'm out in the city,
you hit my line saying, baby, come get me. Last time we tried, you said I was too litty. I can't afford to be on dummy missions.
Laughing at your dish, knowing I'm sure like big check, high tech. I ain't got a force capping. Bring me all that ass and watch you lose it, abuse it, and I ain't gonna stop you. The illest, I kill it. I promise it's hot as the summer. You feel it, I beat till it's numb and you want more of it. Smack it, you say you're it, grab it, eat it, become my little addict. Have it your way, full play, up fate all day, all around the house, in the hallway. Pick it up,
pick it up, pick it up.
I'm trying to make it shoot, so don't hit me with the pump fake.
If you call me, then I come through. And I put it down, what you gon' do?
Pick it up, pick it up.
You keep talking about how you move.
Yeah.
If I put it down, what you gon' do?
Come on. Pick it up, pick it up.
Colorful,
Delia Delore,
colorful radio.
Girl, I heard you see and hear. People say you're in love. I've seen you along with him. And I just don't think that he's the one you're thinking. For you, babe.
Welcome to Metaphorically Speaking with me, Delia Delore. If you've not heard the show before, welcome. Get ready to learn with us as we dissect popular mottos, mantras, and metaphors. We trace their origins and find how they translate to everyday life. Each week, we have a special guest who resonates with their chosen expression. This week's metaphor is more than just a phrase. It's a mantra, a motto, and a slogan used by businesses and politicians alike. Life can get tough at times, and we all need something that keeps us going. And sometimes, that might just be a simple phrase. This week's guest and our first guest of 2024, of course, Happy New Year everyone, is Miriam Vilas, a fashion designer based in Atlanta, Georgia. She was born in St. Lucia and raised in Barbados, where she first learned how to sew and make clothes. Miriam has worked in the fashion industry for over 3 decades and has recently added sustainable luxury as the latest of her endeavors. She'll share her insights and experiences around our metaphor. In fact, I say our metaphor, but actually it was her chosen metaphor. Giving up is not an option. What an apt metaphor to start the year. Do you have a dream or a vision for your life that you have yet to achieve? Maybe you want to start a business or a family, or you want to make a journey that takes planning and effort to put into reality. Do you feel stuck in your day job, but know exactly which kind of job you'd like to do, if only? As we go through life, we experience success and failure, victories and hardships alike. Those experiences shape the way we look at life, and sometimes it's the failures rather than the victories which teach us discipline and endurance. Before we discuss this metaphor with our guest, let's dig a little deeper and see what successful people throughout history have to say about this.
That if you think that your life is hard and you're giving up on that because you think your life is unfair, think again. Because when you think that way, you are being unfair to your own self. It is okay to be scared. It is okay to cry. Everything is okay, but giving up should not be an option. They always say that failure is not an option. Failure should be an option, because when you fail, you get up, and then you fail, and then you get up, and that keeps you going. That's how humans are strong. Failure is an option, should be an option, but giving up is not. Never.
Muniba Mazari makes an interesting and profound statement when she says that failure is an option, but giving up is not. Unlike the famous NASA quote, "Failure is not an option," she emphasizes the importance of failure. Muniba herself has experienced much hardship in life, and she knows what she's speaking about. She's a Pakistani actor, model, singer, motivational speaker, and a mother. She's also Pakistan's first model who uses a wheelchair. At the age of 18, before she could complete her studies, she was married. 1 year later, the couple was involved in a fatal car crash. Her husband was driving. He lost control of the car and fled the scene after the accident, leaving her to be found and rescued. Since this incident, Muniba has never been able to walk again and was bedridden and depressed for the 2 following years. While she was in the hospital, Muniba started painting from her hospital bed and slowly started regaining her will for life. 4 years after the accident, she adopted her son, fulfilling her lifelong dream of becoming a mother. She started appearing on stage, sharing her journey of recovery and a new life. Tony and Guy, the international hairdressing salon, chose her for their campaign Women of Substance, making her the first ever wheelchair-using model in Asia.
The biggest enemy of success is comfort zone. It's when people feel comfortable with who they are and what they're doing. It's rightly said, comfort zone is a good place to be, but nothing ever grows there.
Although uncomfortable, our greatest challenges are usually the moments in life that shape us the most. When faced with an obstacle, we are given the choice of overcoming it or giving up. Victories are celebrated and we rejoice in them, but they are not the moments that grow our endurance and develop our personality. It's the hardships that teach us the greatest lessons in life and that forge us as iron sharpens iron. It might seem counterintuitive,
But whenever things don't go as planned or even seem catastrophic, a window of opportunity opens up for us if only we are perceptive to it. Carl Schurz, a German revolutionary and later American journalist and reformer, once said, "Ideals are like stars. We never reach them, but like mariners of the sea, we chart our course by them. We may never reach the goals we've set for ourselves in life, but let's never take this as a reason to give up or to not even start in the first place." In the words of Penny Chenery, owner of Secretariat, the fastest racehorse in history, "You'll never know how far you can run unless you run."
He's into the stretch. Secretariat leads his field by 18 lengths. And now Price of Prince has taken second, and Mike Gallant has moved back to third. They're in the stretch. Secretariat has opened a 22-length lead. He is going to be the Triple Crown winner. Here comes Secretariat to the wire. An unbelievable, an amazing performance. He hits the finish 25 lengths in front. It's going to be Price of Prince second, Mike Gallant third, Private Smiles fourth, and Sham, who had it today, dropped back to fifth. An amazing, unbelievable performance by this miracle horse. And look at Mrs. Tweeting. She's having the time of her life. She and Lucian Lauren, who own this most magnificent animal, who has today run the most sensational Belmont Stake in the history of this race. Secretariat has accomplished the unbelievable task of breaking the mile and a half record by 2 3/5 seconds.
Penny was a devoted wife and mother. When her father became ill, she took his farm and raised horses. Penny's family wanted to sell off the farm, which was no longer making any profits. She, however, wanted to fulfill her farmer's dream of winning the Kentucky Derby, America's greatest horse race, and began rebuilding the farm. Shortly after, they got a foal named Secretariat, who would change Penny's life and the course of horse racing history forever. Penny had to stand up to many people along the way who neither believed in her nor in the horse to open doors that would allow Secretariat to run the races he was going to win. Her determination and will to keep getting back up after a door was closed in front of her distinguished her in an industry run by men. She was one of the first three women to become admitted to the Jockey Club and inspired many other women to pursue careers in the horse racing industry. I am happy and excited to welcome our guest, Miriam Bilas. Miriam is a mother and fashion designer based in Atlanta, Georgia. She was born in St. Lucia and raised in Barbados before moving to the United States in the early 80s to pursue a career in the fashion sector. She attended New York's Fashion Institute of Technology for Design and continued to work with high-end private label companies, developing brands like Karen, Saks Fifth Avenue, and Calvin Klein. As a child, Miriam's mother, a professional seamstress, had taught her how to sew and make clothes. And even today, she continues to draw inspiration from her mother and her Caribbean roots. Miriam's designer's second label, the Bilas Collection, is all about celebrating one-of-a-kind color palettes, fresh prints, and details. Bilas's commitment is to make a strong and modern collection without compromising her ethics and key values, taking into consideration where materials come from and who is making them. Luxury with a conscience, or in other words, honest luxury. In today's episode, Miriam will discuss her chosen metaphor, giving up is not an option. Miriam, thank you so much for being with us at Metaphorically Speaking with Dee Littlelaw here on Colorful and, of course, on our podcast where you get all your major streaming platforms for podcasting. So thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Delia, for having me.
You've chosen a very interesting metaphor. Giving up is not an option.
Why did you choose that? How does that resonate with you?
Well, I think that once you have realized what your purpose is in life, sometimes it's a struggle. The journey is rough, it's long, but as long as you know the destination, you know, you can detour, you could reinvent. There's so many things and challenges that you might have to go through, but keeping focus on the destination, which is your calling, is the reason why I use that metaphor.
Miriam, what would you say to people who may say to you, it's easy to say giving up is not an option? It's a very difficult thing to do, especially if you maybe don't have the finances, you're not in the right frame of mind because you've been beaten down so much. What would you say to someone who is feeling that way?
My goodness. You have to have the faith, and you have to believe in, I believe in God. I believe in the higher power. And I believe that is the source and the reason why I'm still here. If you know that this is the gift that God has given to you, and with that gift, you're supposed to create a really beautiful life for yourself and your family, leave a legacy. You can't give up. You can't give up, because I think there's always going to be other doors to open up, other ways, other paths that you have to take in order to continue your journey. So you can't give up. You can't. Not when you feel like, you know, it's that burning passion inside of you. You definitely can't give up. Because if you give up, you're going to feel like a loser. You know, what if? And you will never know that answer if you give up.
Now, of course, you are a special guest for our special show as we're honoring St. Lucia's two Nobel laureates. St. Lucia has a Nobel Laureate Festival every year. You are from St. Lucia. You were born and raised in St. Lucia. So I've got a double whammy question for you.
Yes.
What's it like being a St. Lucian abroad? And have our Nobel laureates have any effect on your life and in the culture?
Awesome question. Well, I was born in St. Lucia, but raised in Barbados. I still have the culture of St. Lucia and also the culture of Barbados. I would say that the work ethics, determination, and just putting all that you have into what you really want to achieve, no shortcuts, and just keep focusing on your goals and what you want to achieve in life. And as we know, nothing comes easy. So we really, really have to put in the work in order for us to get the results.
St. Lucia's Nobel laureates are known, of course, worldwide because of their achievements and right. because of their excellence. Do you think that because St. Lucia has Nobel laureates, that it has inspired you in any way? Do you find yourself telling people about St. Lucia and then Nobel laureates with pride?
Yes, it has inspired me, as I mentioned before, to keep achieving in life. I think when I read about Sir Derek Walcott and what he has done, what he accomplished, it made me feel very proud as a born St. Lucian, and, you know, to be recognized as a St. Lucian in what I do here, especially in the fashion industry.
And of course, when we think of Sir Arthur Lewis, who received his Nobel Prize for economics, he used his concepts one way or the other, and even maybe without even realizing, because owning a business, you have to look at the financial background behind it, of course. Yes. I mean, it's very important. I'm sure for you, being a designer, the most important thing is people loving your designs and coming back for more. But if you don't have your finances in place, then you perhaps won't be able to build.
Precisely. So the economic part of it, it's very important. And knowing when to scale back, not scale back in terms of downsizing your business or anything, but, you know, taking that step in order for you to continue to grow your business. That is in itself an economic, you know, decision that you would have to make at some point in your business. And I've done that many times where I have pivoted. I had to reinvent myself in order for me to keep going.
So tell us a little about your business and give us an example, perhaps, of what you've just said, that you had to make changes in order to keep going.
Well, one of the most recent changes I made was in the pandemic. Prior to the pandemic, I did own and still own one of the top product designing businesses here in Atlanta. So when the pandemic hit, everything came to a standstill where no one was designing and putting money out there to do anything, because, you know, we didn't know what was going to happen, you know, at that time. So when that happened, I decided to, you know, kind of reinvent myself, and I created an eco-friendly, sustainable brand that is multifunctional. And that is one of the ways that I think my metaphor worked for me, where regardless of the challenges that you're facing, as long as you know your destination, and, you know, you could always reinvent, you could always pivot and continue the journey.
Do you practice mantras? So, for example, would you say it would be good for someone to keep saying in their minds that giving up is not an option? Giving up is not an option. Do you think that could work?
It can work. It can work. It's believing it. It's seeing it. I am a visionary, and almost everything that I set out to do, I have a visual of it, a vision. You know, I can see it so clearly that I know that it's gonna happen. So it's speaking it into existence. You can say as many times as you want all through the day. You wake up in the morning and the first thing you say is what you want to achieve, and you will. It will happen, because it has happened to me many times over.
Miriam, you've spoken about your business, but you haven't given us the name. Perhaps you can give us the name and your website.
Awesome. The name of my business is Kina Bella. Where did the name come from? It came from the middle part of my daughter's name, which is Kina Bella, and the beginning of our family name, Bellas. I wanted a fun name, an easy name to remember, and I came up with Kina Bella. It's a line of eco-friendly sustainability brand, multifunctional. You could go from the bedroom to an event. Most of the pieces, you can dress it up. Relax at home, and if you want to run to an event, you just add your heels and you're ready to go. We just opened up a brick and mortar. It's in a very upscale area in Georgia, a Peachtree Corners to be exact. The address here is 5161 Peachtree Parkway, Suite 610, Peachtree Corners in Georgia. We're also online at KinaBella.com, and we are on all the social media platforms as Kina Bella, Instagram, TikTok, Facebook.
Wow. congratulations, and we wish you the best in all that you do. And hopefully we may see your designs in St. Lucia or Barbados.
We are working to do an event next year in Barbados. And let me just add, I did an event in St. Lucia, I think it was 2016 or 2017, I can't remember, but we did a fashion event during the Jazz Festival in St. Lucia.
Wonderful. Well, I'll be keeping an eye open for you. And as I said, I wish you all the best and thank you for being with us today.
Thank you so much, Delia, for having me. It was a pleasure.
St. Lucia has two Nobel laureates, Sir William Arthur Lewis and Sir Derek Alton Walcott. Sir William Arthur Lewis was a St. Lucian economist who won the Nobel Prize in Economics in 1979. He was born in the island's capital, Castries, which was British territory then, as the fourth of five children. He was only 7 years old when his father died, leaving his mother to raise the five children on her own. From a young age, Arthur was a gifted student and finished school at the age of 14. He then studied at the London School of Economics, where he gained both his Bachelor of Science and his PhD degree, and continued to work there as a member of staff until 1948. Subsequently, he worked as a lecturer at the University of Manchester. During this time, he became known for his contributions to development economics, which was a field of growing importance as former colonies began to gain independence from European nations. When Ghana gained independence in 1957, Sir Arthur was appointed as their first economic advisor and helped draw up its five-year development plan. In 1959, he returned to the Caribbean after being appointed Vice-Chancellor of the University of the West Indies, and 4 years later was knighted for his contributions to economics. That same year, he was also appointed a university professor at Princeton University and moved there, teaching for the next two decades until his retirement. In 1970, Sir William Arthur Lewis was selected as the first president of the Caribbean Development Bank.
So we're renaming the economics building at the London School of Economics after Sir Arthur Lewis, who was a pioneer in so many ways. I remember when I used to teach development economics, I used to start my course with the Lewis model, which explains how countries are transformed from being initially agrarian to industrial, and how that transformation is fundamental to raising incomes and reducing poverty. So he was an intellectual pioneer, but he was also a personal pioneer. He was the first black professor in the UK in the 1930s, which was a remarkable achievement. And so he's quite a heroic figure for all of us in economics, and of course went on to win the Nobel Prize in economics.
Arthur Lewis was the father of development economics. Because of his work, the field of development economics came to be one of the major fields in economics. Coming up against so many obstacles at the time, it is incredible that he was able to achieve what he achieved in the field of economics and in society in general. And so his legacy will inspire a lot of people who are able to come after him, knowing that he's laid the foundation for their own success as well.
With all these impressive achievements, it is easy to overlook his humble beginnings. Yet, Sir Arthur had his own challenges in life, one of which was growing up without a father and working from a young age to support himself financially. Despite all these challenges, or maybe because of them, Arthur became one of the most recognized people of St. Lucia and impacted nations and generations to come. Sir Derek Alton Walcott was born on the 23rd of January 1930 and passed on the 17th of March 2017. He was St. Lucia's second Nobel laureate. He received the Nobel Prize in Literature in 1992 and was a poet and playwright who was born in Castries. He was the son of Alex Marlin and Warwick Walcott. He had a twin brother, the playwright Roderick Walcott, and a sister, Pamela Walcott. In his epic poem, Homerus, he uses characters and situations from ancient Greek history of the conflict over Troy to tell the story of St. Lucia. He refers to the island of Helen, which is a nickname for St. Lucia, and has Achilles and Hector represent England and France fighting over her. The inhabitants of the island are represented as customers in a bar, and the cultural and racial mix is drawn when the bar owner says that sometimes she doesn't understand the way they talk, like Greek or old African babble. The old colonialist Major Plunkett reminisces about the past and moans that in days ahead there will be no more Plunketts. Achilles also predicts the future consumerist society when he says of Helen, money will change her. In other words, the entire poem is allegorical, metaphorical, and St. Lucia is the hidden subject of the story. Did you realize when I said the dates of both Nobel laureates' birthdays? Yes, they share the same birth date, which is January the 23rd. Most metaphors can make someone understand, not only the moral of a story, but can warn or encourage. Giving up is not an option is one of them. I looked up some quotes that in their own way can be described as not giving up, and I found William Arthur Ward's, "Before you speak, listen. Before you write, think. Before you spend, earn. Before you invest, investigate. Before you criticize, wait. Before you pray, forgive. Before you quit, try. Before you retire, save. Before you die, give." I think it's one of those metaphors that sometimes you have to hear it again. Maybe it's not the metaphor, but the actual quote, I should say. You have to hear it again or read it again and soak it in. So I'm going to just read it again for you. It's by William Arthur Ward. "Before you speak, listen." Okay, we know that. We've heard that. Before you write, think. Yes, we've been told that. Before you spend, earn. We don't always listen to that one. Before you invest, investigate. Wise words. I think we know better, but we don't all do better. Before you criticize, wait. I think many of us are guilty of that. Before you pray, forgive. Very hard to do, but that's what most Christians have been taught, and many are successful in doing that. Before you quit, try. Yep, we've been told that. Before you retire, save. Always been told that. Never listened until it was too late, most of us. Before you die, give. That's a new kind of thought for me. I said I was going to quote it, but I've actually broken it down because I just feel that it's one of those quotes that, as I said earlier, you have to kind of read it again. And what about this one by Les Brown? If life knocks you down, try to land on your back. Because if you can look up, you can get up. And if you get up, you can stand up. And if you stand up, you can fight for your dream once again. You have something special. You have greatness within you. And here's another great one. Your relationship is not supposed to be perfect all the time. Your business is not supposed to do well all the time. Your soufflés are not supposed to raise perfectly all the time. Everything is designed to go wrong so that you can gain the skills of rediscovering your tracks, even in difficult or frightening circumstances. Especially in difficult and frightening circumstances. Those are the words of Martha Beck. But Zig Ziglar made me think. When obstacles arise, you change your direction to reach your goal. You do not change your decision to get there. And a short quote that says it all for me is from Joyce Meyer, who wrote, "You will never see the end if you give up in the middle." Like I said earlier, those are my kind of thoughts on another way of looking at giving up is not an option. The difference between a successful life and a life of mixed opportunities lies in the realization that we don't need to be great at something. We simply need to keep trying. If we don't give up, we can achieve great things. And it is in fact the people who have faced the greatest challenges in their lives who become known for outstanding and unprecedented achievements. Thanks for listening to this episode of Metaphorically Speaking. I hope you enjoyed it and maybe you've learned something new. We'd love you to share the show with your friends and please feel free to leave a review on colorful.com or on our podcast Metaphorically Speaking, which is on Apple, Spotify and all major streaming platforms. If you'd like to suggest a metaphor for an upcoming show, you can reach us at info@metaphorically-speaking.uk. Join us for another metaphor next week. I'm Delia Delor. Keep safe. Till then, goodbye. Here's Charlie Black. Give up is not an option.
What time did you party last night?
Oh, 1 o'clock.
That means you're soon to get a wine up to the party animal.
Yeah, I'm the brother. Man.
Yeah, we're flying turbo lag.
Respect. Good time on the turbo. No, that's good, man. Alright.
I am unstoppable.
Oh.
It's okay if you don't like me. It's alright if you want to see me win. All I know that I'm gonna turn my dreams into reality. It's alright if you want to help me.
Me see it clear, everything you are free. Raya, you're a legend, I have nothing but love and positivity. Get to you to open your eyes, stay focused and get your brain exercise. And when you do good, you are gonna get criticized. So take me foolish advice. Every day, me papa buckle. If you remember, say things would arise. Now for them, say me would have popped them long time. Well, now for what we going on the earth.
Give up is not an option for me. I gotta keep fighting. I gotta keep reminding myself. Not give up is not an option for me. I'm gonna keep winning. Give up the enemy vocabulary.
Some me want me clean every day like sud still. Want see me stagnant and itch up in the mud still. Remember say water not thicker than blood still. Me no watch news cause every day a blood spill. Y'all want a party animal in a club still. Say she love me vines pan a baby for the dub still. Want know if we a go up in the top still. Team unstoppable we have the plug still. So me have to pop a buckle. And thank God say things never rest. Enough of them want see me flop long time. Enough want me pass them into the earth.
But give up is not an option for me. I gotta keep fighting. I gotta keep reminding myself. Not give up is not an option for me. I gotta keep winning. Give up the inner me vocabulary.
Get a use. Don't follow no negative energy. Big up your community. Big up your community. Big up your community. Make your friend them proud. Make your family proud. We all have a purpose on this earth. So me have to give thanks to the Almighty. Have to give thanks to the Almighty. Love a long time, someone me jabbing
her. Is not an option for me.
I gotta keep fighting. Give up is not an option for me.
Colorful
Delia Delore. Colorful Radio.